Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Brachas Daf Ches. We are starting the top line, the second to last word on the line, and that's in the Oz V'Hadar and Archkol Tzuras Daf of Yerushalmi. In the Vilna Tzuras Daf, it's Vav Amud Aleph, 11 lines up from the bottom, the last word on the line. And today's daf is sponsored Lila Nishmas Maris Miriam Sarah Basab Yaakov Maisha, Her Neshama Should Have an Aliyah. Now we concluded the previous Gemara talking about three techifas, three things that should happen right after something else. And the Gemara picks up talking about that techiva smicha shchita. We had said that right after smicha of a carbon, right after the carbon is leaned on, so we should shecht it right away. How do we know that? The pasuk says, "V'samach v'shachat," and he shall lean on it and shecht it, implying it should happen right away. Hichav l'natil sudayim bracha, right after washing one's hand, he should make the bracha. How do we know this? The pasuk tells us, "Su'i dechem kodesh u'barchu es Hashem." Raise your hands in holiness and bless Hashem. Raising your hands in holiness implies that you're washing them. Barchu es Hachem means bless Hashem and make the bracha. And hichav l'gula tefila, right after geula, should be tefila, which means right after we talk about the geula, right after we talk about Yitzias Mitzrayim, which is Shema, and the brachas of Shema, we should say tefila, which is Shema in Esrei. How do we know that? The pasuk says, "You the Ratzin and Refi," and the pasuk ends off Hashem Tzuri Vigoyali. So we talk about Geula in this pasuk. And Maksiv Basrei, what does it say right afterwards? Yanchu Hashem B'yom Tzara. Hashem will answer you on a day of Tzara, and that's what we do when we daven Shmaya Esrei. We're asking Hashem to save us, to help us, to give us good. So we see that right after Geula, we should have Tefillah. Now we continue talking about this. Amar B'yesi Rabbon, call Mishu Teichav Smicha L'Shchita. Anyone that makes sure to have this Smicha and Shchita right next to each other, Ein Psol Negeh B'Yisei Karbon. No Psol is going to touch that Karbon. There's going to be a special Shmira that everything's going to turn out okay with that carbon. And not anyone that makes sure that right after Netilas Yadayim there's a bracha, in Hasatan Mekatrik Bais Suda, the Satan is not going to do anything bad at that Suda, he's going to be safe when eating that Suda. And anyone that has Geula right next to Tefillah, in Hasatan Mekatrik Bais Ayayim, the Satan is not going to be Mekatrik that entire day. And now more about Smichas Geula Tefillah. Amar Rab Zeira said, Ana Tachvas Geula Tefillah, I was Samech Geula Tefillah, but Sadis Bangaria, and I was trapped into the tax of the king. The king made me do work for him, Movla Hadas Lepaltin, by bringing Hadasim to the palace. So it actually didn't turn out very good for me that I was Semech Geula Tefillah. So Amrulay, they told him, Rebbe, Rabuhi, this is a great thing that happened. Is B'nai Inish, there are many people, Yavin Pritin, that would pay money, Mechakim Paltin, to be able to see the inside of the palace, and you didn't have to pay for that. They asked you to do it for them for free. So it turns out that nothing bad happened when you were Semech Geula Tefillah. And Rav Ami says, Kol Mishayinu Teichav LeGeula Tefillah, anyone that's not Semech Geula Tefillah, Lemahu Daima, what's he compared to? La'ayva Shamelech, to the loved one of the king, Shabbat that came, Behirta Kapischa Shamelech, came knocking on the door of the king. Yatzaleda Mahum Vakesh, the king came out to go see what his friend wants, Umtsoy Sheflig, and he found out that his friend is walking away. Aydhu Heflig, he's also going to walk away. Now, how exactly is that a mashal to Smicha's Geula Tefillah? Well, when a person is saying Geula, that means he's praising Hashem regarding Yitzias Mitzrayim, and there's many different praises in Brichas Kriyas Shema. So when you're praising a person, it's like knocking on their door, and they start coming closer and closer to you. And then when the person's right there, when the king is right there, he's about to open his door, that's the opportune time to ask him for things, to daven to him, to say Shemayna Esrei. But what do? You're not Semech Geula Tefillah, you walk away. That's like knocking on the door and walking away. And now continue to explain the Mishnah. We had said, Rabbi Gamliel told us, Ad Sheyala Amud HaShachar, a person's allowed to say Kriyas Shema all the way up until Amud HaShachar. Now the Gemara tells us, Asid Rabbi Gamliel Kriyab Shemin. This Shita, Rabbi Gamliel, is just like Rabbi Shemin. Tatani B'Shem Rabbi Shemin, it was taught in the name of Rabbi Shemin. Pa'am Sha'adim Kriyas Shema Achas Fnei Amud HaShachar, Achas La'achar Amud HaShachar. Sometimes a person could say Kriyas Shema once before Amud HaShachar, once after Amud HaShachar, meaning he says it twice, right before Amud HaShachar and right afterwards. And it turns out he was Yetzi's Chiv of Kriyas Shema of the morning and of the night. So we see from here that this is like Rabbi Gamliel, because Rabbi Gamliel said that you could say Kriyas Shema all the way up until Amud HaShachar. So clearly Rabbi Shimon's memory that a person could say Kriyas Shema right before Amud HaShachar is just like Rabbi Gamliel. But now the Gemara asks, Har Rabbi Gamliel Kriyab Shimon Ba'arvis. This is clearly Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Shimon saying alike by the evening Kriyas Shema. Af B'Shachar's Kain, does Rabbi Gamliel hold like Rabbi Shimon even in regards to the morning Kriyas Shema? Meaning, does Rabbi Gamliel allow you to say the morning Kriyas Shema right after Amud HaShachar? Or perhaps with this, Kai Demar Zeira, he is like that which Reb Zeira says. Now who's this Reb Zeira? Tanai, Achai Dereb Chia Bar Ashia Uderav Abba Bar Chana. He was a Reb Zeira that taught Brisas, who is the brother of Reb Chia Bar Ashia and Rav Abba Bar Chana. And what did he say? Hakarim Anche Mishmar, one that says Kriyas Shema along with the Anche Mishmar, Lo Yatza, he's not Yatza, Kimashkimin Hayu, because they would get up very early. The people of the Mishmar, these were the Kaihanim that were serving the Beis HaMikdash that day, they would wake up very early in the morning, and they would be saying Kriyas Shema before everyone else. So Reb Zeira taught that someone who's not part of those Anshei Mishmar who said Kriyas Shema at the same time as them is not Yotzei's Chiyuv, meaning you're not allowed to say Kriyas Shema right after Alois. You have to wait till it becomes a little bit lighter outside to say Kriyas Shema. So that's our question. Does Rabbi Gamliel hold like Reb Shimon in regards to saying Kriyas Shema really early in the morning right after Alois or not? And we don't have an answer to that question. And now the Gemara continues. Chasom and Beis on the top. We had said in the Mishnah, Maisa Shabo Banu Beis Hamishta v'Chulu. There was a story that Gamliel's sons came from Beis Hamishta. They came from a Chasana. It was after Chatzos, but before Alois. And they had asked him, "Are we allowed to say Shema? We haven't said Shema yet." So he told them, "If it's not Alois yet, you have to say Shema." So now the Gemara asks, "Rabbi Gamliel Palagal Rabbanin va'avid of the Kavase." Does Rabbi Gamliel really argue with the Rabbanon and Paskin like that? Meaning he Paskins like his own Shita? And it clearly seems like he is Paskin like his own Shita because he told his sons that they have to say Kriya Shema since it's not Alois. And that's not like the Chachamim. The Chacham hold you only have until Chatzos. And now here's the question. Rav Meir Palagal Rabbanin v'loy Ovid of the Kavase. Rav Meir argues the Rabbanon, but he didn't paskin like that. He didn't paskin like his own Shita. And Rav Akiva Palagal Rabbanin v'loy Ovid of the Kavase. Rav Akiva also, he argues the Rabbanon, but he didn't paskin like himself. And Rav Shimon Palagal Rabbanin. Rav Shimon also argues the Rabbanon v'loy Ovid of the Kavase, but he didn't paskin like himself. And the Gemara explains. V'hein Ashkechanon the Rav Meir Palagal Rabbanin v'loy Ovid of the Kavase. Where do we find that a mayor argues the Rabbanon, but he didn't paskin like himself? To Tani, we have a braisa. Sochin alavantis l'chayla b'Shabbos. We're allowed to anoint a sick person with alavantis on Shabbos. Now, alavantis is a salve or a cream or a potion of sorts made from wine and a farsamine oil mixed with water. So if a person has this potion made, he's allowed to anoint a sick person with it on Shabbos. But Amasai, when is that? B'zman shetarfu b'yayin v'shemen me'erev Shabbos. That's only if he had very strongly mixed it with wine and oil already on Erev Shabbos, which means it was ready prepared before Shabbos. Aval amloy tarfum erev Shabbos, usur. But if it wasn't mixed before Shabbos, means it wasn't mixed really strongly, wasn't prepared properly before Shabbos, so then it's usur for him to do so on Shabbos. That's because it's considered like making a medicine on Shabbos. Whereas Tani, Amrav Shem ben Elazar, Mater hayu Rav Meir litref yayin v'shem ben vasach chayla b'Shabbos, Rav Meir does allow one to mix it vigorously with wine and oil and then anoint it on a sick person on Shabbos. And according to Rav Meir, it's not considered like making a medicine because even healthy people would use this often. So we see that Rav Meir argued with a Chachamim regarding this alavantis. However, ukvar chala, he had gotten sick, meaning Rav Meir himself got sick, ubikashnu lasus loikain, and we wanted to finish preparing this alavantis for him, but v'lohi neach lanu, he didn't allow us to. And v'amar loi, we told him, Rebbe, t'varech mavato b'chayecha, your words are going to be nullified in your own lifetime. You said that we're allowed to make this alavantis, and now you're telling us not to? V'amar lan, and he told us, afal pishani mekel acherim, even though I'm mekel for other people, machmirani al atzmi, a machmir on myself, to apply yolai chaveri, because my friends, my colleagues argue with me, meaning the chachamim don't agree with me, so I'm not going to say that we're allowed to do this on Shabbos. Now just before we continue, we have to clarify this Gemara, because even on the surface, this doesn't at all prove our point that Rav Meir didn't paskin like himself against the chachamim, because Rav Meir just said that I'm strict on myself, but I'm lenient with others. So it seems like he did paskin against the chachamim, and that he was mekel with others. So one answer to this is that he never actually paskin against the chachamim. However, if he saw someone preparing alavantis on Shabbos, he wouldn't stop them. So this is the first of our three examples where we saw that someone argued with a chachamim, but he didn't actually paskin like himself against the chachamim. The Gemara continues, V'hein ashchan Rebbe Kiva palagal rabbanin b'layavid of the kavase. Where do we find Rebbe Kiva argued with the rabbanon, but didn't paskin like himself? Now the following has to do with tomas oil, roof toma. And what is that? So if a mace, or even part of one, is in a room, or in a house, or a tent, so then anything under the same roof is tame, even though it's not touching the mace. Now what does that mean, that even if part of the mace is here? So it has to be a significant part of it. For example, the skull, spinal column, quarter of a kav of bones, a whole limb, and other things as well. So now the Gemara is going to tell us about this machlokes between Rabbi Kiva and the Chachamim, kai detanin taman, like we learned over there. Hashedra, the spinal column, v'hagolgolos, and the skull. Mishnei mesim, even if it's from two different mesim, meaning the only way we have a full skull or a full spinal column is by combining bones from two different mesim, or revias da mishnei mesim, revias of blood, but the only way we have it is from two different mesim, or v'roiva atzamas, a quarter of a kav of bones, mishnei mesim, again, only from the combination of two different mesim. Aver min ames, we have a full limb from a mace. Again, mishnei mesim, it's only because we have a combination of different parts and sinews and tissue from two different mesim. Or aver min achai, mishnei anashim, we have a limb from a live person, but again, the only way we have that full limb is because we have a combination of flesh and sinews and different things from two different people. So Rabbi Kiva metame, Rabbi Kiva says, that's still considered enough, and that's going to be metame ba'ayel. Acham metarin, but acham say that it's tahar. So that's our machlokes. Now Tani, there was a story, and they brought a box that was full of bones. It came from Kfar Tavi, and they placed it in the open airspace of the shul in Lod. They didn't want to put it inside the shul. It was in the airspace. Perhaps it was in the courtyard of the shul. Now, Tidrus the doctor and all the other doctors came after him to go check out if there's enough here to be metameh. Now, Omer Tadrus HaRaifei, Tadrus the doctor said, Ein kan shedri meis echad. There isn't a full spinal column from one mace, v'loi gulgalis meis echad, and there isn't a full skull from one mace. We can combine bones from two different mesim to complete a spinal column and a skull, but not from one mace. Now, Amru, they told Tadrus HaRaifei, Hoyol v'yesh kan metarin v'yesh kan metamin. Since we have machlekes chachamim, some say that means that these bones are tahar. Some say that means that the bones are tamei. Namad al minyan. Let's go based off of the count. Let's see whose opinion we have more of. Let's take a vote. Let's see which side outweighs the other. Tassamad al on the top. Hischil Rabbi Kiva. They started with Rabbi Kiva. They asked him his opinion. V'tiher, and he was metaher. He said that these bones are not going to be metame until we have from only one mace, not from a combination of two mesim. Now Amrulay, they told Rabbi Kiva, Hoyol v'hayisa metame. You were the one that used to metame this. Fitiharta, now you're the one that's saying that it's tahar. Tahar, so we're just going to say it's tahar, and we're not going to continue our vote. So here we have our second example, where someone argued with the chachamim. However, when it came down to the wire, he didn't paskin like his own shita. And we're going to stop here for the day, but pick up tomorrow, continuing with this sugyo with Reb Shimon's. Everyone should have a wonderful day.